Welcome to the Certainty Roundtable podcast, designed for those advisory teams preparing for the fast emerging new era of financial advice in Australia. Hosted by Jim Stackpool, founder of Certainty Advice Group, with over 30 years experience advising advisory firms, the Certainty Roundtable podcast brings together the growing group of Certainty Advice firms as they share their insights, experiences, as they attract, attain, price and manage their valuable advice clients and advisory teams. Now, here is your host, Jim Stackpool.
G'day, Jim Stackpool here, and welcome to another in the Roundtable series. Today we're talking about what is required to prepare a quote for an ideal advice client. We're hearing lots of different stories coming from our clients about the length of time necessary and needed, and whether we're spending too much time to when we are pricing on worth, we're not pricing on product. A couple of key points here to listen out for as we discuss this with our group, Certainty Advisors. With the techniques, tools and software that they're using to get to what they believe is that magic number for an ideal advice client. Check it out. For this session, which is all about this fact-finding with certainty, as I call it, particularly for new clients, as we've seen a lot of, had quite a few conversations of late, don't know what it is, where we seem to be spending quite a bit of time with new clients getting ready for quotes, putting a lot of time in. And I just want to sort of brainstorm it with all of us, what is our experiences? I just want to share some benchmarks of what we think is relevant for the whole process in terms, and then I want to start getting your points of view. So we're looking at some benchmarks of this whole quoting process. And so we'd say that if there's a discovery meeting sitting over here, this meeting here is generally 90 minutes, or otherwise you've lost control generally. And I suppose this is also, this is for a client up to about $24,000. So if it starts getting over $24,000, it's probably overly complex, probably quoting procedure will take longer. But this is generally up until this period. And we assume also you're using precedence. And so this is a 90-minute meeting where we're doing everything we do to identify enough information to get to the quote and identify whether they're an ideal client. And the engagement meeting ideally is also a 45-minute meeting. This period of time in between, we'd assume, is 90 minutes. Obviously, the other caveat on this is we're hoping to get 66% of new clients, basically, coming in, engaging with ensuring you're maintaining what we would call your fee tensions. Craig Abella, what's your take on all that?
Yeah, Jim, that's pretty consistent with where we're at. I mean, the engagement, I suppose, really depends on the complexity at times, I feel, and the level of in-depth engagement.
Joel Seach, how are you, mate?
Advice path, map, toe, 90 minutes, I'd probably say is right, and the debrief as well. So, yeah, I think that 90 minutes is pretty accurate, mate. I've been incorporating a bit of a pre-discovery as well virtually. So, sort of, 'cause I'm not short on inquiry at the moment, so I'm sort of trying to sift through a little bit.
Yeah. In terms of your finding for your clients and for this sort of fee range too, Joel, the 24,000?
Yeah, correct. Yep, that's right.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Joel. Paul Birch, how are you, mate? What's your feedback on this sort of preparation time and to actually produce a quote for a certainty client?
Well, we were finding it was taking us a lot longer than the 90 minutes, and I think that was really just a reflection of my technical ability on the computer. And that's why we've now outsourced that, the advice map and the toe and everything, to you guys, because it was just taking me too long.
Take that out to us. Are you finding now you're getting closer to this 90 minutes or even better?
Well, yeah, much better. It's really just a matter of reviewing what you guys send back, printing it off and seeing the client.
Thanks, Paul. Ali Williamson, how are you?
I'm actually probably doing a little bit more pre-discovery because I'm also trying to sift them out before they land in my office. I'm on a don't waste my time basis. I want to sort them out before that.
And when you are getting a client in, are you finding that preparation time for you then to engage is more or less than this 90 minutes?
It's sharper if I've done a little bit more on pre-discovery, I think.
Okay.
Just because I've got a little bit of pre-knowledge and I can, I'm probably cheating a bit, Jim. I'm probably directing the conversation a bit better. That's maybe why it's sharper.
Yeah. Peter Lanham, how are you, Pete?
Very well, Jim.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for coming on. And what's your experience with this time frame to actually get a good quote out for your client?
It's a little bit different. I'm dealing mainly with non-complex clients. So I'm sort of collecting, doing more pre-discovery, which helps me populate our certainty maps. I'm sort of been tailoring certainty maps a bit more. You know the circumstances of different clients we're seeing. So the actual discovery meeting, yes, that's normally hour and a quarter. Instead of having an engagement meeting, I've been primarily going, you know, just preparing letters with quotes and then following up by phone. So
okay, so you're sending out toes before engagement meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anyone got any feedback on that one? Someone. George Sakiris. How are you, George?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Jim. I haven't sent the terms of engagement before because I didn't want any sort of preconceived ideas or whatnot. I want them to be sort of open to the conversation and where we're at and sort of gauge them as well as we're getting to that.
Yeah.
So we just go through the advice map, the path if we're using one, and then finish off with the terms of engagement.
Yeah. Okay. So you're still doing you're doing map, path, and toe as compared to map.
We don't do the path we're not doing for everyone, but we always usually at least do the advice map. Just go through that together, make sure that we've understood everything correctly, and then I go through the terms of engagement, and then I sort of stop when I get to the price because normally it's going to be more than what they want it to be, and sort of just check in with them, I guess, on that.
But you're still finding this time frame, George, about right for you, this 90 minutes?
Probably the team spends a little bit more time because they listen to the recording. So if it's a 90-minute conversation, then we send it to outsourcing. So we've got a VA in the Philippines that does that. So she'll listen to the recording, and as she's listening, she'll be typing up on we use MindMeister because you can basically share the document. It's not on a local PC. And then she'll do the terms of engagement, and I'll spend maybe 20 minutes checking it. So my time's only 20. Her time's probably closer to maybe 2 hours. But
you're using a VA up in Philippines to listen to the recording from this, brings your time right back to 20 minutes of this 90, but that at resource up there is able to then build a map. And do they build a path up there too, as well as the toe?
They haven't been doing paths. We haven't been doing too many of those. But again, we can just give her one and say, okay, here's a couple of them. This is how you do it. And they learn quite quickly. And, at what, $16 an hour, it's very cost effective for us.
Yeah, and they're a total team member for you, are they, George?
Yeah, allocated just to us. Yep, full time.
Okay. Pete, I'm going to come back to your point, Pete. I think generally we're finding that people are, we aren't presenting toe, sending out a toe beforehand. We present that path map toe or map toe path, whichever way you want, face-to-face ideally, particularly for new clients.
Look, it does. With the clients I've been dealing with, I mean, one of them we've worked on the last few weeks, we actually wanted to move on, so we overquoted. Okay, and those who want to go ahead, come back and we do the advice.
It's more like a take it or leave it pricing.
Yeah, pretty much.
We've had a few conversations with Joel in this whole, do I put in even this 90 minutes? And Joel, what have you been doing? We've been talking about straight after an engagement meet, after a discovery meeting. What do you do with some of those? Because Pete's point's valid. Sometimes you think, do I put in even the 90 minutes? What have you been using, Joel?
Yeah, I do the debrief. So have a pre-discovery, then a discovery, and put the debrief together. I'll generally start and get, I guess, the clients to get the certainty questions back. I'll start to get a pretty good idea as to where the cost may lay. So I might even put a quick phone call into the client and just sort of let them know that, all the areas that we're covering off on for you, we're looking in ballpark circa X amount per month or per annum, just to sort of make sure that we're not on completely different, this is if price hasn't come up at all, just to make sure we're not on completely different wavelengths.
And so Joel's got a good point, I think, there. For those clients where price hasn't been discussed right at this point post-debrief, make a call.
Okay. I guess how you word it is like you respect their time and respect our time, and you try to always be transparent. So just sort of, letting you know it's going to be in the ballpark of this, just to make sure we're not on different pages.
Brought another point. Straight after disco, you actually then send off Discovery Conversation 8 to your clients for them to complete, don't you?
Yeah, just to send that off, I sort of mentioned in the appointment they're going to send some further information just to fully understand your situation. So, I like doing that rather than doing it in the discovery, because otherwise I feel like you can maybe get a little bit rushed.
Anyone else doing something similar to that?
I probably spend a little bit more than the 90 minutes if I'm doing the maps as well for the, I guess, for the bigger, more principal style clients.
And James, are you building maps? Thanks for this. Are you building maps from scratch?
I do, because I'm the tech-friendly user in the business. So I have MindJet open on my computer and I can pretty much type in type and talk, and that's the benefit of the first chair, second chair. Someone might ask questions and then I'm just powering away, getting it to the point where I've almost got a completed advice map in the discovery meeting. So just trying to be effective with that time.
Okay, so that obviously saves you time afterwards. It's a good innovation. As long as the technology, we always say, as long as technology doesn't become the centerpiece, that's the whole point. We're talking about them and their journey, not the technology we've got. We've identified quite a few issues here, you know, in terms of, it seems to be about right, this 90 minutes, provided you've got precedence. Some of us are taking some of that 90 minutes into this discovery meeting by, as James is just saying, by building advice maps actually during the meeting. Ali is talking about making sure this is efficient because doing some screening before we get to the discovery meeting, sharing some of the, getting some of the fact-finding material from here done by the client. So taking them out of the disco meeting and getting the client to do that work. Or as George is saying, sending everything off, recording to the Philippines or to what another resource that effectively builds the map, build the maps and the toe, and that keeps George's time down to just checking what's being done. The key thing for us is that, is this, when you're pricing on worth, you're not pricing on product. We don't build an SOA. We don't need to build an SOA. We're building a terms of engagement.
I just were interested in, amongst anyone else, if they are also utilizing any other form of technology to complete the compliance version of their fact find once a client engages.
Paul Moran's, it's iFactFind, iFactFind.com.au.
I know some of you are using Astute Wheel.
Yeah, Astute Wheel run a pretty good demo. If you just reach out to them, they can book you in for an hour demo or so.
Sorry, this is George. We just signed up with, I think it's called Advisor Forms. It's basically links that we send to the client and they can fill in the risk tolerance questionnaire and upload pay slips, and it feeds straight into Xplan. So you're not having a form come back to you, and then you've got a data feeded into Xplan, it feeds straight in.
Okay, well, look, thanks very much. I think key, as we're saying all the time, key to this is ensuring the narrative that you're on is the narrative everyone else is on, and while we come together to talk about these points to make ourselves, particularly in the moment, as valuable as possible, and also as efficient as possible. Well, there you go. What do you think? Lots of different views there. We're getting the client actually to do some of the fact find by sending, as Joel was saying, documents afterwards, sending all the recording of the whole discovery, as George was saying, off to a resource that can listen to the whole thing and produce the first draft of terms of engagement and first draft of advice map. Ali was talking about some of the pre-work necessary so it doesn't spend too much time in that meeting period. The 90 minutes seem to be about right. Once the precedence is set up or use leveraging resources that we can provide you between we're doing a discovery meeting and doing an engagement meeting for anything up to about that $24,000 annual fee. Lots of different viewpoints on this, but it's obvious the more we can collaborate, we can more make this really efficient when we're quoting ideal clients up to around about the 24,000 mark. Once we get over 24,000, we expect probably that length of time to extend. Love to get your feedback. And as always, also like to give you ideas about what else you'd like to discuss in these forums. Jim Stackpole signing out. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Certainty Roundtable podcast with Jim Stackpole. To access the material from today's show, or to join in the conversation, head to www.certaintyadvicegroup.com. We'd love to hear your feedback, questions, and opinions. Working together, we hope to achieve a lot more for more Australians. CertaintyAdviceGroup.com.